A revelation at the Trump trial. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It happened during a discussion away from the jury at the former president's criminal trial in New York.
Prosecutor Joshua Steinglass identifying the so-called other crime that former President Trump is accused of committing while allegedly falsifying business records.
Fox's Nate Foy at State Supreme Court. Steinglass pointing to a law against conspiring to promote or prevent the election of any person to a public office, a misdemeanor. Prosecutors accused the former president of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments and corrupt the outcome of the 2016 election. As day two of testimony wrapped up, the former president telling reporters the trial is unfair.
So we're locked up in a courtroom, but this guy's out there campaigning. If you call it a campaign, every time he opens his mouth, he gets himself into trouble.
President Biden is campaigning in Florida and highlighting efforts to protect abortion rights. Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates traveling with him.
The president took a major step to strengthen privacy protections of patients as part of his efforts to protect access to reproductive health care in the face of extreme attacks by Republican elected officials.
19 Republican attorneys general are urging the Health and Human Services Department to ignore the new federal rule, arguing it would interfere with enforcement of state laws. More aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, just clearing a procedural hurdle in the U.S. Senate, setting up the House passed package for a final vote today or tomorrow. Another day of protests on college campuses.
Students from New York University walked out of class as vocal pro-Palestinian protests continue to disrupt campus. The same is happening with demonstrations at Ivy League schools, Columbia, also in New York City, and Yale in Connecticut.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. New York City police say outside agitators are among those who've been arrested as tent protests were cleared in recent days. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's primary day in Pennsylvania, where critics of President Biden's Mideast policy are hoping more than 40,000 voters will write uncommitted instead of voting for President Biden, as they have in other states, as a way to call for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and ending U.S. aid to Israel.
We're also watching today Pennsylvania's Democratic primary in the 12th district. That's represented by squad member Congresswoman Summer Lee. Can Lee win again despite opposing House resolutions condemning anti-Semitism and condemning Hamas?
Fox's Brian Yenis in Doylestown. GOP divisions are spilling onto the campaign trail in some House races.
Swing District Congresswoman Jen Kiggins is backing the primary opponent of her fellow Virginia Republican Bob Good, the chairman of the conservative House Freedom Caucus. Good has faced pushback for a number of reasons, including voting to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
On the right side and the left side, we've got some fringe people that are problematic, and they really just stifle our ability to get good work done.
It's not the only contentious GOP primary. Members of the Freedom Caucus are supporting the opponent of moderate Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez, who referred to some hardliners as scumbags and now has the support of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Backers of his opponent Brandon Herrera and Good say they're best fit to carry out former President Trump's agenda.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. A new federal rule would crack down on non-compete agreements. The Federal Trade Commission voting to ban U.S. companies from those deals, which typically bar employees from taking jobs with competitors for a certain amount of time. The FTC says about 1 in 5 workers are now subject to such restrictions, not just high-level executives, but also security guards and sandwich shop employees, as an example. The new rule, though, is expected to face a court challenge. A rally continues an hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's up 241. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.